8. The twist in the bodyguard's tale. "No," whispered Hiccup, "it's not true."
"Yes," replied Humongous, sighing, "I'm afraid it is. And the story gets worse."
"How can it get worse?" asked Hiccup, through white lips.
"Your father did manage to steal the stone. He found it inside the volcano, which was why the Lavalouts had never discovered it before, despite digging holes all over the island. But what Al told me was that the Firestone released certain chemicals that kept the volcano dormant. Without these chemicals, over the last 15 years, the volcano has become more and more active, until finally, right now, it is ready to blow."
Hiccup sat, lost in thought. While they were talking, the blackness at the window had turned to grey, and then to turquoise, and the sun was coming up fast on what would be another roasting day. "This terrific Al of yours," asked Hiccup, "what is he doing now?"
"Well, he's gone a bit bananas since you mention it," admitted Humongous, "but then the poor chap has had a difficult time of it."
Humongous returned to his tale.
"Shortly after, Terrific Al returned as a prison guard, and as the rumbles from the volcano were growing louder and louder, the exterminators did start to hatch. The Lavalouts abandoned the island and left us prisoners to fend for ourselves, and we too made a bolt for it. All except for Terrific Al. He's got this wild idea in his head that he's going to train these creatures. He's built these gigantic statues all over the island, and he seems to think that when the exterminators hatch, they will think that he is their leader and will do everything he says."
"And what is he going to do with the exterminators once he's trained them?" asked Hiccup.
"Good works, he says," replied Humongous,
shaking his head in admiration.
"He thinks he's going to stop them from killing everything in sight. Oh, he's a lovely, lovely guy, that Terrific Al, even if he is as mad as a loon. Well, I tried to persuade him to leave with me, but he wouldn't. And that was when he asked me to do the favour that I had promised him all those many years ago."
"What was the favour?" asked Hiccup.
"To kill you," replied Humongously Hotshot. "He said you were this Prince of Darkness, a devil child who would grow up to bring untold evil on the archipelago. He said you had fed him to this monstrous strangulator that made all his hair fall out, and thrown him out of a balloon into a sea full of ravenous shark worms."
"That was all his fault," protested Hiccup, who was beginning to put two and two together.
"But as I've got to know you over the last couple of weeks, I have gradually begun to think that he must be mistaken in you," said Humongous. "I tried to kill you, but I kept on saving you at the last minute. At first I thought it must just be my heroic impulses kicking in, but then I realised I like you, Hiccup."
"Thank you," said Hiccup.
"And I'm not angry with you about what happened. I'm not even angry with her. Well, maybe just a little bit," admitted Humongous. "And why she had to marry that barbarian stoic, I will never know."
"That's my father you're talking about," warned Hiccup. "And he has many excellent qualities, once you get to know him."
"Well, I hate to let good old Al down," said Humongous, "but you seem to me like a good egg, and I think that Al has just got off on the wrong foot with you."
"What does he look like, this Terrific Al of yours?" asked Hiccup, already sure that he knew the answer.
15 years ago, when I first met him, he was extremely handsome," replied Humongous. "Tall, dark, took very good care of his moustache, even in jail conditions, and he had all of his limbs at the time, which does help. Now, he's not so pretty. Bald, put a bit of weight on, a hook instead of a hand, a stump instead of a leg, a patch instead of an eye."
"Alvin the Treacherous, as I live and breathe," interrupted Hiccup. "You gave your ruby heart stone to Alvin the Treacherous." Alvin the Treacherous was Hiccup's arch enemy and the wickedest, most dangerous man in the archipelago. Hiccup had assumed he was dead when he fell into the sea with those shark worms, but Alvin was a difficult man to kill. This meant that Valhallarama was not the traitor that Humongous thought her. Alvin would never have delivered that ruby heart stone. He would have pocketed it himself and then made up all those wicked lies that he told Humongous about her throwing it into the ocean.
"Alvin the who?" asked Humongous blankly. "I don't know what you're talking about."
"Alvin the Treacherous is the evilest man in the archipelago," said Hiccup.
"Now then, that's not fair. Al has got you wrong, Hiccup, but you must admit, who can blame him? What with the sharkworm incident and everything," said Humongous. "I just know if you guys could get together, you would really get along."
Hiccup sat thinking, wondering what he should do next. "Now I understand why Old Wrinkly is sitting at the bottom of that hole," said Hiccup.
"Who is Old Wrinkly?" asked Humongous.
"Old Wrinkly is Valhallarama's father," said Hiccup, "and my grandfather. He must have been the one who set you the impossible task of finding the Firestone."
"Ha!" said Humongous, bitterly. "This whole mess is his fault in the first place."
"Well, he obviously feels that too," said Hiccup. "About a month or so ago, he started talking about some doom coming on all of us, and how it was all his fault because he had interfered with fate. And then he said he was going to take a vow of silence and sit in a hole until the whole thing was over, for good or worse, so he couldn't interfere again." "None of us took a lot of notice at the time," said Hiccup, "because Old Wrinkly can be a little eccentric, but suddenly it's all crystal clear. I'm going to go and get his advice. Which will be tricky, because he's taken a vow of silence, but I have to try." Hiccup woke up toothless, put the sleepy little dragon on his shoulder, and turned to Humongous. "Are you coming? You are still my bodyguard." Humongous blushed.
"Are you sure you still want me to be your bodyguard?"
"But of course," said Hiccup. "I think you are an excellent bodyguard. Even when you were trying to kill me, you did a wonderful job of saving me from yourself. Will you shake hands?" Humongously Hotshot's sad face lightened. He smiled. They shook hands.